How you doing there, big fella?
Good, good.
Look good. Look great.
Thank you.
A little sweating, but this is kind of Florida weather. They've moved it up here north. Have you noticed
that? It's been Florida weather for the whole 2012 and 2011.
Hot and humid.
There's been some good weather up here.
Is it tougher working out, or is it better for you that you've got the heat and kind of gets everything working?
I think it's better. I like to be able to move around and sweat, and you feel looser. That's just my opinion, you know. But hey, whatever it takes to win, you know, I'm with it. You know, but there'll be some days out there you like, man, it's pretty burning up, you know, and you get a little tough at times. It do, but lately we've been actually okay. But coming out first part of camps, coming out it was hot, very humid, and it felt like Florida a lot. So
Bill didn't put like air conditioning units.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
How the rookies holding up in a hot camp?
You know, I think everyone's doing a real good job. I think, you know what? No complaints. Guys working their tails off, and that's the only thing you can ask for. You know, being around this team for 9 years now, and you know, you see people come and go. And one thing I think that we have and we had over the last couple of years is guys who want to play, guys who want to win, and guys who have the passion for the game. And I think this team, you know, it shows that. So we don't have complaints. We have guys out there every day working. Bill give us, you know, he give us our job to do. And at the most part, people go out there and try to perform at a high level every day. So it's going to take, you know, effort like that to be successful, especially, you know, with this team and this league. I think all of us going to have to buckle down at times and be able to trust one another. I think the trust factor comes now in camp, you know, learning one another, a new guy with, you know, new stuff that you do, just being able to gel together. I think we can do that.
Well, what's that like, the relationship with veterans and rookies right out of the gate? Rookies are coming in, but they're going to take somebody else's job here. I mean, everybody's battling for a job. What is that like, especially the first week or two when the rooks don't necessarily have an idea of what an NBA camp is like?
You know what? I can only speak for, you know, myself and what I've been through as a rookie, being, you know, a Patriot for, now, like I said, 9 years now. And when I came here, you know, I had guys like Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruce, Ted Johnson, you know, Richard Seymour, Keith Treller, Roman Pfeiffer, you know, Ty Law. I had guys like that. And, you know, I had this expectation of, you know, they're going to just push me to the side. You're a rookie. You're not going to – don't listen. I'm not going to tell you anything. But it was totally opposite. You know, one thing I got from those guys is everybody played together. You know, everybody was given a job, and you had to trust one another. You had to earn trust. And, I mean, I remember times sitting down with Richard Seymour and just us in a D-line meeting room, or Keith Treller, just sitting together as a defensive lineman and just going over plays as a rookie with these guys. And it let me know right then and there, these guys, you know, they for you, because you're going to be part of a squad that's going to help them get better. And I think, you know, coming in, and that's one thing I try to do. I don't care about if we draft all defensive linemen and all nose tackles or defensive tackles, my job is to get these guys ready to play on Sundays with me and earn that trust level from one another. And I think the more you do that, the better you play. I think as a defense, not just as an individual. I think better you play as a defense. And, you know, we need that. I think we need guys to come in. And these guys have been doing a real good job. I can't complain for nobody. They've been doing everything we ask to do. They've been coming in, watching film, getting extra treatment, doing extra stuff, whatever they need to do, they've been doing. So that's a good start for us. I mean, that good foundation should lead to great things.
The defense seems ahead of the offense, or was that in the first game the fact that you practiced with New Orleans all week? So you saw what their offense was doing. You almost knew what they were doing, and vice versa, they knew what your offense was doing. Was that a factor?
I don't know. I just think that we both teams got a chance to see one another in practice, and when you put two teams like that together, you know, you play the game before the game, and we had 2 days of practice with these guys, and then we played them against on Thursday night, whatever it was. But you know, we was out there, we was battling, you know, competition every play. But, you know, one thing that we knew how to do, we knew how to practice. We knew how to be professionals. I mean, like you said, you have two, you know, high-standard teams, organizations that known for winning, great coaches, I mean, great players, organization great, both organizations being part of championships, so they know how to get a football team ready. And I think that was a good scale for us to be able to practice against a team like that, to see and to gauge where we were. And everything wasn't perfect, and everything wasn't crappy either. So there's some things that we left feeling good about, and some things that we know we have to get better. So each year, each week, you have to get better. And that's what we're trying to focus on this week.
How much of that, what you talked about, passing down the knowledge to the young guys or the new guys, how much of that is actually said, and how much is expected or understood by the young guys?
You know what? I think, and I always thought that growing up, I always thought that a leader always needs to be heard. Until I got to college, and then I got, you know, came here and playing in college with a guy like Ed Reed, he didn't say much, but he performed to the highest level. That's probably one of the best athletes I have been around. So I saw firsthand in college, and then getting here and seeing Willie McGinnis and all those guys I mentioned before, they didn't say much. I mean, you had some guys that, you know, give the speech or talk in front of the team, but a lot of guys really didn't do a lot of rah-rah. It was a lot of playing football, in books, studying playbooks. That it was a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I think when people see Tom Brady, when people see Wes Welker or Gronkowski or Gerard Mayo or whoever it may be in their books, writing down notes in meetings, when people see that, I think that makes a bigger effect than talking. And I think people learn and see, you know what, Tom been around the game for X amount of years, you know, Wes been around the game for X amount of years, and here they are still taking notes, still full speed at practice. It makes it easier for, you know, young guys to say, you know what, I need to get on the ball. I need to start, need to up my game, up my level of play in the classroom and on the field. So I don't think, you know, I'm a truly a believer now that you don't have to say much. I think you can lead by example, and I think we have a lot of guys that do that around here, lead by example.
With the collective bargaining agreement, things have changed around. You've got 90 guys, at least you do, for the next week and a half in camp. The schedule has been a little bit different and easier when it comes to practices, not a lot of two-a-days. Did you notice a difference at all in the first preseason game? Were you behind schedule at all?
I don't think we were behind at all. I think we're getting the most out of what Bill is asking us. I mean, we're following the rules, Bill giving the schedule. It's been no complaints. Can't complain about the schedule that we have. Give us more than enough time to be prepared, the extra work in the classroom if we need it, and the extra work for treatment if you need it, or the rest. We have a lot of time to do some things that back in the day we couldn't do. So now all of a sudden, you know, you get that opportunity to be healthy, to get more a one-on-one with your coach if you need it and stuff like that. So I think it worked well for us. I'm not speaking for everyone, but, you know, from what I've seen and what I've been through so far, it's working pretty good for us. So we have no complaints, not at all.
How do you feel personally, health-wise, fitness-wise, as compared to other camps you've been through?
I feel awesome. I tell you what, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's been some days where, you know, get out there and you're like, man, really don't feel like going today. But once you get going, it's like, it don't feel like camp. And that's a positive. And I don't know if it's the time or the rest or the way we practice, but I think we're getting a lot of stuff done on and off the field to be successful as a football team. So me personally, I feel great. My health feel great. I feel good shape. And I'm just looking forward to get this thing rolling. But I know we have to continue to lay the foundation for three more games and then get this ball really rolling to open the week.
How much different do you handle this now? You're a seasoned veteran. You've been through this. You've made mistakes. You know how to prepare and get your body ready for opening day. How much smarter are you in being able to deal with that stuff?
Very, trust me. You learn by failing. And I say I fail a lot. I don't think I failed to the point where, you know, it was too noticeable or a big issue. But for me, you know, I had to learn a lot of things on the run. I'm stubborn. I'm quickly to say that I'm stubborn. What works for me might not work for the next man. And sometimes it's hard to change ways, especially when you've been successful doing it the way you know how to do it. But you know what? Doesn't mean that change isn't good. You know, sometimes you need change. And I think We have a lot of changes. The NFL had changes. You know, this organization had some changes. In person, I done had changes. So it's all for the good, the better this team, the better myself as a player and a person. So sometimes you have to bite the bullet and admit that, you know what, I don't have all the answers. And actually try to
kills you, doesn't it? Stubborn guy like you.
It kills you. But like I said,
someday you'll admit it too.
Hey, yes. But it do. I think I'm off to a good start, and hopefully I can just keep it going for my teammates and this organization, and hopefully we can do something special.
Have any of the new guys, whether it's the free agents or the rookies, caught your attention more than others?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm always focused on what I can do and what I can do to help, you know, help this team and help others. And I treat all of them the same, you know. And you know what? They ask questions. That's one thing. We don't have a bunch of rookies that think they know it all, and that's good. They ask questions. They work hard. I mean, they sometimes they hear by themselves looking at film. So we have a great group of guys, and I'm looking forward to working with them this year. And like I said, they definitely can better this football team. So we expect that out of all of our players to be playing at a high level on and off the field. So we have to earn that trust, though. I think now with the foundation that you lay in training camps and the mini camps and all that stuff, I think we'll be good.
All right, there have been a couple of players on other teams who have lashed out. Obviously, they want the old officials back instead of the replacement players. You guys have been very quiet about it to this point. Is it a matter of it is what it is, and you maybe don't want to embarrass anybody?
You just said it. It is what it is. Regardless of how you slice it, football is going to be played. I don't care if it's Bill Belichick out there breffing or whoever it may be. I mean, it's going to be played. So we can't really, you know, speak on something where we have no control over. And that's the way I'm looking at it. And I'm not speaking for the team. I'm speaking for myself. That's not an issue for me. You know, my issue is being the best I can be for this team and for myself.
Is it a subject of conversation at all amongst the guys?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I heard one person say anything about a ref. So
nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. My job is to play football. Every guy's job in there is to play football, regardless of who the ref is. So that's not a big story around here.
Vince, it's great seeing you. We look forward to another terrific season here every Monday, guys, with you on Patriots Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
You got it. We'll get some music for you next week. Okay, we'll get
Jam
it into
the baby.
We'll get the production working. Vince Wilfork, right here on Patriots Monday on the Big Show.